So let me ask you this question. What is peace? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it a little relaxation? Could it be some quietness? You know, as I look out of my window right now, it's all pitch black. And there's nothing. I'm trying to hear for something, but there's nothing out there. It's so quiet. How about being alone or by yourself? Is that peace? Is it tranquility? How about no wars? Because there are a number of wars threatening right now around the world. Or have you heard your parents or your siblings say, they tell you, can you give me some peace and quiet, please? Well, I've heard that from my parents. And even my wife. Yeah. Because we drive them up the wall sometimes, don't we? Because we equate peace and quiet together. But you know, that's not right. You can have a lot of quiet, but still not have peace. You see, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. And its definition is deeper than we think. In the concordance, it means completeness, soundness, and welfare. Its root word for shalom, it means to make amends or make whole or complete, and even restitution. So it's like this. The example, if a man stole a sheep from his neighbor, under the law, he had to restore what he had taken. So that is what the root word means. Therefore, shalom means to be in a state of wholeness or completeness without lacking anything. How about in the New Testament Greek? Peace means to be one. At peace, quietness, or to be at rest. The Greek word is this, irene. And its root word means to join or tie together into a whole, to be bound. So I ask, what's the difference between the peace that the world offers and the one that's mentioned in the Bible? You see, God's peace is more than just an absence of conflict. What I mean by that is, you see, as I said earlier, right now maybe there are truces, no wars between two factions. Two countries, there's a truce, there's no war, means there's peace, right? But God's peace is more than that. What God's peace is taking actions to restore a broken situation. It's more than a state of inner tranquility. It's a state of wholeness and completeness. I'm quite sure you're getting it right now. God's peace is not man-made. It's a fruit of the Spirit, and God, only God, is the source. You see, no form of wanting to be alone or having time out can bring us that peace, especially when we are going through problems. Really, if we are in the thick of a problem, an issue, We can't just say, okay, time out, guys, time out. And we go to a corner to just sulk or just to have quietness or to have some recreation. It will not get you the peace in your heart that you need. Only God can. Which means, if you're going through a situation, a problem, church, and you have God, and you have God's peace, no matter what, you go in with confidence because your daddy God is with you. Even more, He is carrying you. Really. Even when the enemy is face to face with you, you are not afraid. Because God is with you. That is what God's peace is all about. So today, as the music plays on Champion FM's Sunday Devotional Weekend, just immerse yourself in His presence and absorb His Word. Allow Him to speak to you and impart His peace that passes all understanding. This is DJ ELC for you. God bless you.
Thank you. Champion FM. It's all about Him.
And we heard music by New Life Worship and the instrumental Mystery of Faith, William Agosto, and a track entitled Called to Be His Voice. And lastly, Praying in Secret by Eric Gilmore. Here are some messages from Champion FM. If you have visited our website, you will have seen that Champion FM has begun broadcasting its 24-hour radio station. Though it's still in its beta testing mode, we plan to officially launch in May, the month when Champion FM turns one. So do take your time to listen, give feedback, and enjoy all the music. Remember, we are still perfecting our station just for you. It's a brand new month and a brand new question. This April, we ask all our listeners, who was the most influential person in your life? Was it your father, your mother, a relative, or even a friend? Was it a teacher or some other person? Do let us know by going to our website and clicking on the pop-up link. Also, tell us how that person was influential in your life. You know, we all need to laugh sometimes. Well, our video of the day is from Tim Hawkins, entitled Ungrateful Kids. Here is a short snippet just for you.
We hate you. Sweetheart, look up here at Daddy. Jesus, take the wheel. You ever feel like doing that? I have. Like, we got insurance, let's see what happens. I don't care anymore. I just don't want to hear that. How ungrateful is that, Disney World? Let's make a new theme park for kids. We'll call it Third World.
Catch the full video on our comedy page from our website after this broadcast. Well, guess what? Monday is coming, and that means we're going to be counting down the Christian Billboard Airplay hits for the week. Find out the new singles that have made it into the top 50, the gainers and the climbers, and of course, the top 10 Christian songs. Who will be number one on Monday? Well, it's all happening here on our hits program on Champion FM. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.